The world is currently going through a critical period, and everyone is searching for authentic information about the ongoing COVID-19 outbreak. The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Africa CDC, is delighted to bring you verified information about the outbreak from African Union member states. In this series of weekly broadcasts, we will be highlighting how African countries are responding to the outbreak with the support of Africa CDC and other partners. Watch out for these broadcasts on our online channels on the website at www.au.int, www.africacdc.org, and our social media pages on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Today we have with us the Director of Africa CDC, Dr. John Nkengasong, who will highlight the critical role Africa CDC has played and is still playing to support African Union member states in this outbreak.
Africa CDC has been working since the beginning of this outbreak, which turned into a pandemic very quickly, in preparing countries in several areas, including highlighting the political awareness and convening ability of the African CDC and the African Union. You recall that on February 22nd, the Africa CDC and the African Union Commission convened a meeting of all ministers of health here with participation of the World Health Organization. So that is one. The second is technical. We have been working very actively with member states to prepare them in the areas of laboratory, in the areas of infection prevention and control, in the areas of surveillance and enhanced airport screening, risk communication and management of cases there. So that was then. Now the Africa CDC has now moved into a response mode and working closely with partners such as the World Health Organization and member states to begin to support them to respond appropriately to this pandemic.
There are several restrictions based on the widespread of the disease across the world. What implications could the flight restrictions, for example, imposed by many countries have on response to COVID-19 and Africa CDC support?
The flight restriction is a serious handicap to the ability of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to respond appropriately. Not just the Africa CDC, but also the World Health Organization and other parties that are engaged in this fight. It's a fight that we must win. A COVID virus infection in any member state represents a COVID virus infection in all member states. So we have to coordinate our efforts closely in agreement with what was endorsed at emergency ministerial meeting in February. So the closures of frontiers done in an uncoordinated manner will handicap and severely handicap our ability to support member states.
Those are very good points you have raised. Considering all of these factors, how can Africa strengthen its capacity to prevent illness and death from COVID-19 on the continent?
The continent has to know that we are at war with this virus. And I say it again, we are at war with this virus. It's going to be a devastating fight because it's going to touch all sectors, including our economy, our health sector, and the security sector. So the political leadership of the continent must take it very seriously and work closely with regional bodies like the Africa CDC and the global bodies like the World Health Organization, such that we can collectively use the whole of the government approach to fight and win this battle against the COVID-19.
You have been in the issue of a disease outbreak for several part of your career. As a public health expert, seeing the rapid pace of the disease across the world and the loss of many lives already in many countries, what can you say to people in Africa, for example, who may still be doubting of the seriousness and severity of the coronavirus epidemic?
Please do not doubt this infection. As I've said earlier at the start of this conversation, This is a serious enemy, a serious threat. Viruses have always been a threat to humankind. In 1918, just after the First World War, we had a serious pandemic, what you call the Spanish flu. And over 2 years, it killed almost 50 million people. And I'll repeat, in just 2 years, it killed over 50 million people. So let's take this seriously. Let's remove our doubting coats and throw them away and embrace the reality. It's not just in Africa that we are seeing this drama unfolding. We've seen what happened in China, and it's still happening in China, in Europe, and in America.
We say many thanks to our followers. That was the voice of Dr. John Nkengasong, Director of Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, with us on this podcast. Thank you, Dr. Nkengasong.